Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hi-ho, neighbor. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you back and better than ever, July 31st, 2014, for the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. What is up? What a day yesterday, man. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Holy cow is all I got to say. Holy cow. First and foremost, though, if you're brand new to the show, head on over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button. Make sure you leave some great feedback. Give us a five-star rating because that helps other people find the show easier. And they will know that it's the greatest pure motivational podcast daily show they could ever, ever find. Leave a rating, download the show, tell all your friends and family. Make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Every Day is Saturday. And hit me up on Twitter. What's going on in your life, champion? At Sam Crowley, all one word. Is anything not one word on Twitter? It's got to be one word. At Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm always checking to see what's going on with the life. I want to know if you're a corporate slave. I want to know if you're a successful entrepreneur. I want to know if you lost your keys 100 feet in the air on a roller coaster yesterday like I did. I want to know. So let's get into that, shall we? Recorded a great podcast yesterday titled Step Off of the Nail. Step Off of the Nail. So many people, man, they step on the nail. They get into the job or a business, just something they don't want to do, and it hurts, man, and it hurts a lot. Financial situations, they're broke. They got too many bills, not enough money coming in. They're stressed out, but then they know what? They're standing on that nail, and it doesn't hurt that bad because now they're kind of used to the pain. They've learned to what? What have they learned to do? Come on, class. Everybody follow along with the host of the show. They've learned to live with it, right? Well, I got a job. I'll just learn to live with it. Well, you know, I tried this entrepreneurial venture, spent all my money, and now I'm broke, and now I just got to learn to live. I got to do what? The big B word, we got to budget. We got to cut out, and we got to budget. We got to conform to a certain lifestyle because, you know, that one thing didn't work. And you know, that Sam Crowley or another one, they told me that this thing was actually going to work. Hey, you know what? There's no guarantees. Of course, you know that. But that only works when you're talking about an entrepreneurial venture. Other people that have tried stuff as an entrepreneur and it doesn't work, they find all the other miserable people that tried that entrepreneurial journey one time, or maybe it was four times. If it's 400 and it didn't work, 400 times you've tried over and over and over, well, then you may be onto something, but that's never going to happen. But here's the thing. You go to your job or you talk to your boss or your supervisor and you say, hey, I want to guarantee that I'm going to be here 5 years from now. I want to guarantee this project I'm working on is going to come to fruition. You're a sales rep. This is even the best. If you're a sales rep, go to your boss. Hey, boss, I want to guarantee I'm going to be paid at 150% of quota, okay? They're going to be like, shove it. All right, get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? The only guarantee you're going to get is you get an air-conditioned office, a cubicle, sit your ass down and get to work, child. That's the only guarantee you're going to get from them. But oh, you want that guarantee when you open up your business that, okay, now if I invest this much money, I'm going to get this much money back. Hey, come here, Skippy. Scoot a little closer to the microphone or the computer, wherever you live. Push those earbuds down till they almost touch each end, okay, through your right ear. I want you to shove your earbuds so far into your ears right now and hear this message that the right one touches the left one, okay? Listen to me, okay? Entrepreneurship is reserved for those that have a thick stomach lining, that have an unwavering commitment to success, that don't end up going to Starbucks, working on their laptop, and they sit down, they order their double half at a decaf on the other end of the mocha taff, okay, whatever the hell those $7 drinks are at Starbucks that you order, and you start clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking, and saying, yippee, I bought a new outfit on Amazon. Okay? That's not what entrepreneurship's about. Entrepreneurship is waking up with a purpose and a plan that you're going to get a lot of stuff done. And because it's a family show, I won't say the word that begins with S that kind of symbolizes stuff. You're going to get it done. And you're going to be effective at it, all right? And you're going to set up a plan. You're going to go with an outline of what you're going to do. Like, be very, very diligent at what it is you're going to do. Typically, if you're an online entrepreneur, it revolves around two things. Creating content, driving traffic to that content. That's it. Simply creating content, driving traffic to that content. Now, whether that content for you looks like a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, a sales page, a sales funnel, that's what you need to do. Create content and drive traffic to the content and be very targeted in what you're looking for clients and customers. But it's simple. It's not easy. But remember, nobody ever told you it's going to be easy. I just told you it's going to be worth it. And boy, is it ever worth it. When you finally crack that code, this week alone, I'm setting up all of these different Facebook ads. Go figure this out, for example. All right. Facebook allows you to target a lot of different demographics. All right, you've seen, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about when you talk about targeting different people on Facebook and setting up ads and things like that. I posted on my Facebook page / every day is Saturday, and all I did was boost the post. And you can do that. It's $5, $40, $100, however much you want to boost. And by boosting a post, it simply means that not when you post on a fan page, for example, and you're running a business like I do, and you want more of your audience or people who are connected to your audience, like friends of individuals that like your page, you can boost it. Because truth be told, when you just post your fan page, about 4 people see it. Your mom, your dad, some people in your family, and maybe your dentist. Okay, that's it. That's the only people ever going to see a post. When you boost it, then it goes out to everybody. So I wanted to boost a picture, a quote. Very simple motivational quote. I don't even remember what it is right now. Just very, very non-threatening. Certainly wasn't any. You couldn't even do anything. There's no link or anything. Denied. Facebook, I'm telling you, it's the craziest thing. I posted on my wall yesterday that Facebook police must have been drunk yesterday. Because right after that, I put another ad up that was a blatant biz op, MOAB, the one I talked about, all right, the call to action, my online cash machine. I talked about MOAB yesterday, phenomenal opportunity. A few of you actually joined my team. Congratulations. It's a unbelievably easy, simple affiliate program that you can get involved in if you just can drive traffic. That's it, and get paid high-ticket items. It's awesome. So, excuse me. I put a blatant call to action to join MOAB, and that got approved yesterday, Facebook ad. So it's running, no problem at all. I can't even begin. Facebook is like your schizophrenic uncle who's also an alcoholic. I mean, you can't even figure out what mood they're going to be in from day to day to day to day. But again, that's part of being an entrepreneur. You got to work within those confines. You got to understand what you have and what you're working with. So yesterday, excuse me, something in my throat. Yesterday, after I recorded the world-famous Every Day is Saturday podcast talking about stepping off of the nail, I went to Kings Island with two of my younger daughters, Lauren Page, 9 and 8. And we have a gold pass that gets us in the park 9:30 instead of 10 o'clock, and there's certain rides that are available to ride at 9:30. And one of them is the Bat. And the Bat is a unique ride in the sense that It's a roller coaster. It's not too terribly scary, but it goes up about 100 feet or so, and then it shakes you around and throws you around. And it's set up in an obscure part of the park. So when you're going up over and up and around, you're over all these woods and land and things like that. You're not over people. It's not like the other roller coasters where you're actually flying over, you know, concession stands and people and doing all these loops and stuff. Well, wildest thing. We go on the Bat. And we're the first ones on it for the whole day. So we ride it, we get off of it, we get back on, we ride it, we rode it twice. Now it's 10 to 10, and all the other cool rides are opening up. The Beast and Diamondback and all this stuff that are really popular. Banshee. So the girl's like, Daddy, Daddy, let's go run over to the Beast. Let's catch it before 10 o'clock. When I'm like, all right, man, let's get after it. So I do the old reach in. I smack like I'm hitting my thigh where my shorts pocket. I had a pair of sweatpants on, actually. It was a little cooler yesterday. So I'm hitting my right pocket, and I don't feel my keys. And then I hit my left pocket, and I'm like, whoa, uh-oh. But I've had this uh-oh feeling before. It's nothing. Actually, I go through my whole days thinking, uh-oh, You know, that's what I do. You know, I'm like a kitty in a lightning storm 24/7. Uh-oh, what'd I forget? It could be anything. So my wife has just complete lost hope in me. But I don't have my keys. Right pocket, nothing. Left pocket, nothing. That's it. Got a pair of sweatpants on. Only got two pockets, and that's all. Screwed, okay? I'm like, all right, well, here we go. I have no idea where these could be. I'm sure they fell out of my pants pocket on the roller coaster. Got nothing. Got a phone, though, so I didn't even text my wife. First thing I did was text my neighbor, all right, Scott Sears, Scott and Leah, and they live across the street. They're school teachers, so they're home during the summer. And, hey, Scott, Sam, first thing I ask, are you around today? Didn't ask what I needed, just said, are you around today? He's like, hey, man, I'm in a meeting, but I'm around today. Yeah, what's up? So, okay, cool. Well, I'm at Kings Island, lost my car keys, and I need a ride, but I think I can. I have a second set at home, and I have my 13-year-old run the keys over to Leah. That's his wife. And when you get home, can you come to Kings Island? It's about a 20-minute drive from our neighborhood. He's like, sure. Great guy, which is amazing that he would even speak to me, because last weekend I invited myself over to his house, which I do. I'm that guy. Like, I'm the neighbor from hell. I invite myself over. In my defense, I had two Labatt's Blues in my bottle of beer in my fridge. I just got done mowing the lawn, so moseyed over to his patio and said, hey, what's up, man? Here's a beer. Let's chill out on your patio. And they got an infant or one-year-old Colton, cute kid. So my girls followed us over. So now we got the whole Crowley clan, less my wife because she's on bed rest for the pregnancy. So we're all over there hanging out at Sears' patio. And boom. What does boom mean? Well, boom is the sound a patio chair makes when it crashes with a 200-pound guy on it right to the ground. Wooden rocker. I'm laying upside down on his patio with my Labatt. The one thing, because I've been trained in this many times, is I never let the beer spill a drop. I had it holding up like the Statue of Liberty holds the torch. That's how I was gripping a 12-ounce bottle of Labatt's Blue so it wouldn't spill a drop. Priorities, my friend, priorities. So I'm laying backwards, looking up at the sky with my kids, my neighbors, a one-year-old, and a pug, all looking at me. The pug is their dog. And I'm holding a bottle of beer like the Statue of Liberty, staring straight up, thinking, what's up? Right? This just, I don't know what's worse, the fact that I look like an idiot or I just broke their rocking chair on the patio. And they're, of course, super nice. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Oh, that was ready to break anyway. I'm like, yeah, okay. So anyway, everybody got a good laugh. And on the account of Sammy Boy, I got out. They pulled me out of the damn near needed a crane to get out of the chair. I mean, let me tell you something. Wasn't expecting that at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. But anyway, got out of the chair. Everything was fine. The beer never spilled. And the chair ended up on the curb that night for garbage night, which was nice. Wife, come home. I tell her the story. She's extremely embarrassed, apologizing to Scott and Lee, I think, via text that I exist, and I'm also their neighbor. So when I had them come out to Kings Island, the embarrassment was even worse for my wife because I then texted her. The good news is I already had a plan. I had my 13-year-old running the keys over, and he came and got us, and we came, dropped the keys off, and I drove home. But I digress. The whole point of today's podcast is talking about losing the keys. See, what happens when you've lost your car keys before, okay? What happens when you lose your car keys, all right? Do you stop looking for them? Eh, lost my keys, right? Now, I stopped looking for mine immediately because I lost them 100 feet in the air on a roller coaster at an amusement park over a pasture, okay? The likelihood of me finding those keys was slim to none, and Slim just left town. But let me just put it in a more easier context to understand. When you lose your keys at the grocery store or you lose them at home and you're trying to get out the door, do you stop looking? Eh, lost my car keys. No, I mean, what do you start doing? You start thinking back, where was I last with those keys? What did I do the last time I had them in my hand? Where was I? Where did I put them? What did I walk by? Where could I have set them? Okay, and you start replaying the scenes in your mind. When you lose your dream, all right, as an individual, which happens to everybody at some point in life, do you just stop, though? You don't go back and say, where was I when I lost my dream? Well, I was 18 years old and I tried my first entrepreneurial venture, or I got into a group of people that were bad news, or I had something devastating happen in my life, or I went through a divorce. So at what age were you when you lost your dream? Because at some point you lost it. And most people just stop looking for it, right? It's not like the car, like your car keys, which really can be replaced at any point in time. It's not even that big of a deal. And really all they do is turn on an automobile. It's not that big a deal. But the keys to your dream turn on your life, and you'll just let it go. Well, I lost my dream at 22. I got a job in corporate, stayed in there for 30 years. And, you know, they gave me the gold watch, put me out to pasture. I age like a president, and my life's over. But, hey, no big deal. It happens to everybody. No big deal. Oh, but you'll lose your car keys, and you'll go back and say, oh, my God. Hey, everybody, stop. Stop right now, everybody. We are looking for my keys. I am not moving. We cannot go anywhere without these car keys. Your dream? No big deal. Happens to everybody. We'll just let them go. No, that's not the way it is, man. You have to be so vigilant. Like the thought that came through, like if you could have seen like my body language and my face just complete, like a sheen just came over my face. I'm like, oh my God, I'm screwed. I have to go into a completely different mode right now. I mean, I have to solve this problem right now. And you know what I did? Solved it in 10 minutes. Text my daughter, text my neighbor, connected, boom, neighbor brings him out 11:30 in the morning, because we only go to Kings Island for 90 minutes, 2 hours max, and we ride all the roller coasters until the park fills up, and then we leave. That's the beauty of living 20 minutes from an amusement park and having a gold pass. That's why we got them. And we weren't there past 11:30. Scott, at 11:20 a.m., I had my replacement keys in my hand, and we were driving home. Beautiful. No stress, no nothing. But I went right into full-blown problem-solving mode. But you know what? It took me till I was 37 years old to do that with my dream. Learn from that mistake. When you lose your car keys, you should go into the same fear and then problem-solving and then figure out where we got to figure this problem out right now. When you know you've got to make a move and you've got to take action and you've got to go in a completely different direction for your life because you've got to recapture that dream, that passion, that purpose that you had. That's the same mode you got to go into as when you lose your car keys, but most people won't do it. They're like, you know, it's just not for me. I tried it one time and it just didn't work. No, that's not acceptable, man. Would you try looking for your keys? What, are you just going to say, I'm never going to drive my car again? That's it. It's just going to sit in the parking lot. Yep, we're at the grocery store. Hey, guys, wave bye-bye to the car. I'm calling a taxi, and we're never going to ride in that thing again because, you know what, we don't need the car. I'm just going to continue making the payments on it every month, and the hell with the keys. You know, who needs car keys anyway? You know, let someone else have that car. It'll get towed away. No, that's not it at all, man. You look and you retrace your steps, and you figure out where the last time you were when you lost your keys. Where were you when you lost your passion and your purpose for life? It's the same thing, man. Where were you when you decided to settle? And that should be the same type of urgency you carry with you on this entrepreneurial journey. Because anything less than that, I hate to say it, you're screwed. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would have said yesterday when I lost my keys. Had I not gone into we'd still be at Kings Island right now. Right? Through the dark, overnight, staying overnight, and with no ride home, kids hungry, I'm hungry, miserable, in the hot sun and then the cold night. That's most people how they spend their life. Completely given up. Searching and searching and searching, and they end up with absolutely nothing because they never had the sense of urgency as they did, for example, when they lost their car keys. Just a set of keys, $50 to replace them. Maybe 300 if you got to get the nicer ones with all the stuff that goes in the chips that they work on. But it doesn't matter. People will get those car keys, but they won't get their dream. And I'm telling you right now, get your dream with a sense of urgency to boot. Are we crystal clear today, my friend? My name's Sam Crowley, host of the world famous Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.